I'm not smoking with salt in the oven.
I'd say 160 the most.
Ma, I'm golly, this is hard.
Yeah, muscle weighs more than 5 bodies.
I'm just hard, and my doctor, one time, he's not here anymore, and I said, Emily, you know, I always tease me. He's always weighing people. He say you're overweight. You know, any doctor, if you're overweight, according to that scale, too.
Yeah.
And I said, guess how much I weigh? He said, 175. Well, I weigh just around 200. He missed me over that much.
That's a lot.
And I guessed him within 3 pounds.
Huh. Well, he wasn't all muscle. He had a lot of fat.
Well, I don't know. I'm not bragging, but I think because I've never been intoxicated. See, alcohol will do you that away. It'll puff you up and take the strength out of your muscles and salt your bones. And, you know, an alcoholic, you know. I'm not talking about just a drink here and there. But one that lives on it 24 hours a day, like I know some here in Moksatchee.
Yeah.
And they've got a good out that way. And, and just a big old puppy.
And they're real weak.
Yeah, weak and they're nervous and irritable. But, nobody. I go to, I hunted the weight guesser up the fair. I've nearly found one. I used to have it. They never guess my weight. See, I find a kid. I'd say, you can have this prize because I'm going to get one now. And I'd go up there and just say, man, he'd miss the weight because he'd never guess it.
Yeah.
And so I just give them away. And I used to tell my friends, I just get all kinds of, I get them every time. Of course, you have to pay for it. But I mean, you'd get something.
Yeah.
Some of them, they would get anything because the man gets there. But he'd look at me, you know, and you know, he'd turn you around, he'd go way down below me every time he gets me.
That's
but I couldn't find one this year. Well, ain't nobody pleased I weigh as much.
Well, they saw you coming and they hid. They saw you coming and they hid.
No, they say it cost hundreds. They're talking about that this morning. How many $1,000 it cost to get one little spot on that fairground?
Oh, really?
They can't rent it. And one man waited 4 or 5 years to get his step there this year. He's been. See, the Dallas Fair is guilty of that. They've been trying to get them to change it, but that's knocked out a lot of exhibitors, you know.
Yeah,
and they can't even get a spot there. They just froze them out. I used to have a lot
of
folks.
They run out of space.
They've got it, but it's so high.
Yeah.
This little spot I think they're talking about is one year about as big as this bed. I think it's $5,000 or $6,000.
Golly.
And he'd waited 4 years to get it.
That's unreal.
And how can you wait that long? They go, you'd starve.
Yeah, right.
If you wanted to exhibit something, wait 4 years to.
Yeah, I hope he had other
money. Some of them just did. They say them exhibitors just quit. They just quit trying to get in your space. There, I think they got plenty of spaces, but who's going to pay it?
Yeah, right.
And some of them hang on and get that space.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. Let me ask you another question. What do you call that thing that you put on the stove to boil water in to make? That you're going to make tea.
Mm-hmm. We call it a tea kettle.
Okay.
That's all I know.
Let's see. What would you call a container that you might put cut flowers in the house?
We call it a flower bowl. I guess that would be the best
thing. Okay. Let's see. And when you set the table, you know, and you're going to sit down and eat, what all do you put on the table when you set the table?
Well,
it
put the tablecloth first.
Okay. And then what?
And then put the plates, the saucers,
and
cups, knives, and forks, and then the platters, they call them, where the food, you know, is contained in.
Uh-huh. If you're
going
to have coffee, you'll have to have
it. Oh, yeah, because I don't drink coffee right now. Have a coffee pot.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you'd have cream and sugar.
Uh-huh. If you're going to have sugar in the sugar, you'll have to have a what?
Sugar bowl.
Okay, and what do you use to get it out of the sugar bowl?
It'd be a sugar spoon.
Okay. And if you were going to have steak, you'd have to have a steak what to cut it with?
We call it steak knives.
Okay. What do you call that cloth or a rag that you use to dry dishes with?
We washed them with a dish rag, and you dried them with a